Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, exciting news. The Beef Checkoff going to be able to partner up with NASCAR. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited that it has officially been announced. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, is partnering with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 40th season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for 4 p.m. start on February 13th, the day before the 63rd annual Daytona 500. But to build upon the sponsorship, we are thrilled to announce the Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with other state beef councils, is providing additional support of on-site promotions as well as television for this historic event. And it is the second time in 2 months the Beef Checkoff will be returning to television. Once again, it was the right project at the right price at the right time.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, today's cattle futures market ended the day higher. We rallied throughout the day with February live cattle closing at 97 cents at 116.45. The April's up $1.30 at 123.75. June's up 72 at 120.20. The feeder cattle about 97 higher in March at 139.50 even. That's about $3 higher than where the index was yesterday. The April feeders 142.67 up 85. May's up 75 at 145.07. And then the hogs were mixed here with February at 71.02 down $1.35, while the April were 10 higher at 79.30. Midday box beef was 28 cents higher on choice at 235. Select down at $2.13 at 221.26. The choice select spread is currently $13.74. So it's widened out over the last couple of days. It got down to about 10. There was a little bit of cash trade today reported at $1.14. The slaughter today was 116,000. Last week at the same period, it was 120,000. So we're a little bit lower. Week to date, 470,000. Last week, it was 471. And last year, the same week, 487,000. So the slaughter is a little bit down here, despite the packer margin still being really, really good.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
Well, the grain markets actually were pretty quiet today. For the corn and beans, the December corn out there was up 0.75 cents at 4.51¾. Now, the front month March down 2 at 5.50. The beans were anywhere from 1 to 6 higher, with March up 1¼ at 13.72½. The November beans up 4 at 11.60¼. The wheats were a little bit lower here, with Chicago July down 5 at 6.28. Kansas City July at 6.23½, down 5. That Kansas City wheat spread, the difference between the July of Chicago, Kansas City, was 3.5 cents, up 0.5 cent. That spread, you know, go back 30 years. Typically, Kansas City's 30 cents or so above the Chicago wheat. But over the last 3 or 4 years, it's actually been, at one point, was $1.10 below Chicago. I would say probably the average is 30 or 40 cents, which is not normal. And it's finally coming back to where Kansas City and Chicago, roughly the same price. Cotton today kind of strong. March was up 3.21 at 84.20. December cotton is 81.04, up 2.13. So the cotton market's really supporting more cotton acres, especially down in the south as people get geared up to plant over the next probably 60 days.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.